بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا، ومن خلف غازيا في أهله بخيره فقد غزا. متفق عليه. We are in this chapter that we should encourage one another, help one another on good actions and on the cause of taqwa. We should always be encouraging one another. In that we should see that in the family, do we encourage one another, make namaz, etc., your tilawat, did you make your tilawat? Any other, somebody has got some bad habits, we discourage them from that. Even from friends and in the whole ummah, it should be commonly amongst us that we encourage on good action. But very sadly, that is not found in us. But for dunya things, like a person is going, for example, a fishing trip, then he phone his friends and invite them also, come, we are going for fishing, etc. Or anything else, many, many things, clothing, weddings, and many other things. For there we invite one another, but for good actions, we do, even good people, we don't invite one another. That is also part of deen. This hadith is narrated by Abu Abdurrahman Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا. A person who gave the necessities for going out in jihad to a mujahid, then that person who gave it, though he is not gone, he is staying at home, but he made the arrangements for that person for all what he needed, then it is as though he also made jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So by encouraging in that way, somebody else has got the keen desire to go, but we don't have, he hasn't got the means. We have got the means, but for whatever reason we are not going to help out that person to go out in the path of Allah, to do any good work, studying deen, etc. We get the same reward as what that person is doing. Whether we send somebody for Hajj, for Umrah, for studying, becoming hafiz, alim, etc., going out in the path of Allah. If we take part in that, then we also get the same reward. وَمَنْ خَلَفَ غَازِيًا فِي أَهْلِهِ بِخَيْرٍ فَقَدْ غَزَى. And a person who, though he stayed behind, but he looked after that mujahid who went out in the path of Allah, he looked after his family, and he had a condition is بِخَيْرٍ, that is in a good way. He didn't take advantage of that family, he didn't abuse them or anything, in a good way he took care of them, then he also gets the reward of making jihad in the path of Allah. So a person who supports somebody for any good cause, he gets that reward. And a person who looks after the family of somebody who is doing any good work, he also gets that reward. Yet the condition is بِخَيْرٍ, and this has been explained in the hadith, that if somebody abuses somebody's family while that person is out in the path of Allah, then on the day of Qiyamah, that person whose wife he abused, that person will be given to take the choice to take from this person's good actions as much as he wants to. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you think he'll leave anything behind? He'll take everything of this person. He did a good deed, a lot of good deeds, but he abused the family. And so for that reason, he will have to pay for it in this way, that all his good deeds will be taken away from him. So anyway, we should try and support one another in good, and with the proper conditions that come with it, we should try and support one another. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.